County Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the LMIC joining us in just a moment.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families just like you. It's all about providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
Hey, is a PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep, gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah, look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's a webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences. Solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
Jim Robb is the executive director of the Livestock Market Information Center. They're a consortium that works with land grants across the country on livestock prices and market outlook. Jim Robb indicates that they've done some research on retail beef margins, looking at the ability of retailers to be able to move beef at record high cattle prices and, as a result, record high beef prices. He says it looks like things have softened up a little bit this summer.
Well, we have to take retail prices with a bit of caution, because they're, you know, those are very difficult to capture, given all the featuring and club card sales, etc. But USDA does put together a monthly price series. We saw that retailer margins were actually quite good this summer until we got to the month of June, and then started to make a little bit of backtracking in July. The retailer margin, which is really the difference between the wholesale beef price and the retail beef price, actually slipped pretty strongly in the month of July and declined about 12% compared to a year ago. So I think it's very much like the international story. This summer, we did have a little bit of softness in the marketplace that maybe we've already worked through, but those retailer margins compressing in a one-month period like that really does show that retailers struggled at times this summer passing along those record-high wholesale beef prices to consumers.
Well, Jim Robb says this is not a trend as of yet, because this is really just a single month's worth of data in the middle of summertime that may or may not carry over here into the fall months. He says it does mean that we are starting to see a little bit of an issue in moving beef at record prices.
1 month of data, especially in this realm, does not make a trend. And, you know, if it's a rather 1 or 2 month summertime event, I would make the case that recent wholesale prices maybe say that this is already behind us. But again, we don't want to draw too strong of conclusions. But it does probably help paint the picture, both the international trade data this summer and the domestic retailer margins, why we had a bit of softening and quite a volatile market environment, both at the wholesale level and at the fed cattle level, as these markets tried to sort out some of these the evolving demand side of the story.
Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. Most certainly we had thought at some point consumers might be backing away from beef or trying to make some substitution for pork or for chicken. And looks like very possibly we have seen some inkling of that, both domestically as well as internationally, given these record high beef prices. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's a special cow and bull sale at McCall's Reunion Stockyard, Saturday, September 20th at noon. Over 750 head of bred cows, pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, and bulls will be available. The sale will feature 100 crossbred cows, pairs, and heifers, 70 Angus-influenced bred heifers, 90 Angus-plus bred heifers, and many more. New buyers need to register before sale day. For more information, go to the website at www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834.
Previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website at www.oklahomafarmreport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.